A new sweater.
一个新毛衣.
Anna buys herself a new sweater and learns the names of different clothes in her favorite shop.
Anna 给自己买了一件新毛衣, 并在她最喜欢的商店学习各种服装的名称.
Today is Saturday.
今天是星期六.
Anna goes shopping.
Anna 去购物.
She loves to buy clothes.
她喜欢买衣服.
Anna walks into the shop.
Anna 走进商店.
She sees a blue new sweater.
她看到一个蓝色的新毛衣.
She buys the sweater.
她买了毛衣.
She feels very happy.
她感到很开心.
Anna starts to learn the names of clothes.
Anna 开始学习服装的名称.
She learns shirt and trousers.
她学会了衬衫和裤子.
She also learns hat.
她也学会了帽子.
She is very happy.
她很开心.
She wants to go to the shop again tomorrow.
她明天想再去商店.
She likes learning.
她喜欢学习.
The shop has many clothes.
商店有很多衣服.
Anna is very glad.
Anna 很高兴.
The fashion show trip.
模特秀旅行.
Lucas visits a fashion show and discovers different fashion styles while he learns the terms.
卢卡斯参加时装秀, 发现各种时尚风格, 并学习相关术语.
On the first day, he wore his favorite jacket.
第一天, 他穿了一件他最喜欢的夹克.
He felt very confident.
他觉得很自信.
He met many designers.
他见到了许多设计师.
They showed him new clothes.
他们向他展示了新衣服.
There were long dresses and fancy shirts.
有长裙和华丽的衬衫.
He especially liked a red top.
他特别喜欢一件红色上衣.
It was part of a couple's outfit.
这是情侣套装的一部分.
He learned the word avant-garde.
他学到了词语前卫.
The second day was about outdoor fashion.
第二天是户外时尚的主题.
He saw thick sweaters and warm boots.
他看到了厚毛衣和暖靴.
He found a pair of cool black boots.
他发现了一双很酷的黑色靴子.
Today, he learned the term vintage.
今天, 他学了复古这个词.
The third day was swimwear day.
第三天是泳装的日子.
There were beautiful swimsuits.
他展示了漂亮的泳衣.
Lucas's favorite was a blue and white swimsuit.
卢卡斯最喜欢蓝白相间的泳裤.
He admired many color combinations.
他欣赏了很多颜色的组合.
It was an amazing adventure.
这是一个令人惊叹的冒险.
Family gathering in the park.
在公园的家庭聚会.
Sophia and her cousins spend a day in the park, practicing simple sentences and expressions about family and friends.
索菲亚和她的堂兄弟们正在公园里度过一天, 练习围绕家庭和朋友的简单句子和表达.
They arrive at the park at 9 in the morning.
他们在早上9点到达公园.
A feast of cultures.
文化的盛宴.
Alex participates in a local cultural festival where he learns more about cultural differences and intercultural communication.
亚历克斯参加了一个当地的文化节, 在那里他更多地了解了文化差异和跨文化交流.
On the first day, he met people from all over the world.
第一天, 他遇到了来自世界各地的人.
Everyone had different backgrounds, which was very interesting.
每个人都有不同的背景, 非常有趣.
He attended a workshop on traditional dances.
他参加了一个关于传统舞蹈的工作坊.
He found learning different dance steps challenging.
他发现学习不同的舞步很有挑战性.
In the evening, he enjoyed delicious international cuisine.
晚上, 他享用了美味的国际美食.
He tasted dishes from 5 different countries.
他品尝了来自5个不同国家的菜肴.
The next day, he joined a language exchange event.
第二天, 他参加了一个语言交流活动.
He had conversations with people from different countries.
他与来自不同国家的人进行了对话.
This experience helped him improve his language skills.
这次体验帮助他提高了语言技能.
On the last day, he watched an international music performance.
最后一天, 他观看了一场国际音乐表演.
The performance moved him deeply.
这场演出让他感动不已.
He felt excited about everything he learned.
他对新学到的一切感到兴奋。
After the festival ended, he made new friends.
节日结束后，他做出了新的朋友。
These friendships spanned countries and cultures.
这些友谊跨越了国家和文化。
Alex realized that cultural differences were no longer barriers.
亚历克斯意识到，文化差异不再是障碍。
He was grateful for this unforgettable experience.
他感激这次难忘的经历。
Title: Media in Everyday Life.
标题：日常生活中的媒体。
Description: Laura analyzes how different media influence her daily life and learns to use effective communication tools.
描述：劳拉分析不同的媒体如何影响她的日常生活，并学习使用有效的沟通工具。
Laura begins the day by checking her news apps in the morning.
劳拉开始了一天，早上检查她的新闻应用。
This habit keeps her informed about world events.
这一习惯让她随时掌握世界动态。
After breakfast, she logs into social media to check her friends' posts.
早餐后，她登入社交媒体，查看朋友的帖子。
These interactions make her feel closely connected to people.
这些互动让她感觉与人联系紧密。
At work, she uses project management software to track tasks.
在工作中，她利用项目管理软件来跟踪任务。
This tool enhances her work efficiency.
这种工具提高了她的工作效率。
During lunch, Laura watches a short video to relax.
午餐时间， Laura 看一段短视频放松。
Videos are a great way for her to take a break.
视频是她喘息片刻的好方法。
After returning home, she regularly listens to podcasts.
回家后，她定期收听播客。
This habit constantly broadens her knowledge base.
这个习惯不断拓宽她的知识面。
Paul plans a journey through Europe and learns how to prepare for travel and talk about various holiday destinations.
保罗计划去欧洲旅行，并学习如何做好准备以及谈论不同的度假胜地。
He decides to start in Paris, a city rich in art and culture.
他决定从充满艺术和文化的巴黎开始。
After spending a few days at the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, and the Seine, he wishes to travel to the south of France.
在卢浮宫、埃菲尔铁塔和塞纳河上度过了几天之后，他想要前往南法。
The south of France is famous for its coastal towns and sun-drenched beaches.
南法以其沿海城市和充满阳光的沙滩而闻名。
In Nice, he immerses himself in vibrant markets and authentic French cuisine.
在尼斯，他沉浸在色彩斑斓的市场和地道的法国美食中。
Next, he heads east towards the Tuscan region of Italy.
接下来，他向东进发，前往意大利的托斯卡纳地区。
Tuscany is renowned for its rural landscapes and sumptuous food.
托斯卡纳以其乡村美景和丰盛的食物著称。
In Florence, he visits the Uffizi Gallery to admire world-famous works of art.
在佛罗伦萨，他参观了乌菲兹美术馆，欣赏世界名作。
Then, he continues east to explore the enchanting canals of Venice.
然后，他继续向东探索威尼斯的迷人运河。